This news update's being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decora cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. By Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Here's a look at your news. Jared Cash Butterfield's attorney, Dallas Rooney, was granted his motion to withdraw, citing a breakdown in communication and a past conflict of interest, including Rooney's recent representation of Butterfield's ex-wife. The court appointed Jessica Risky to represent Butterfield in his serious felony case, which involves charges of assault with intent to do great bodily harm or by strangulation. Butterfield will continue to represent himself in two separate misdemeanor cases. Prosecutors offered a plea deal, which included waiving a preliminary examination and pleading guilty to both counts with a habitual offender enhancement. However, the defense, after consulting with Mr. Butterfield, declined the offer, opting instead to proceed with the preliminary examination. Scheduling for that examination is now a key issue. While initially set for the 20th of February, the defense requested a one-week adjournment to the 27th to allow new counsel time to review discovery and prepare. Mr. Butterfield agreed to this delay despite his right to a hearing within 21 days. The prosecution also noted potential witness availability concerns for both dates. The court will finalize the preliminary examination, balancing preparation needs with the defendant's right to a timely hearing, especially as he remains in custody. And construction of the new Port Austin Pavilion is moving forward steadily, even amid cold and snowy conditions. Officials report that work has continued on schedule, highlighting the project's resilience despite challenging winter weather. The pavilion is expected to be completed by late summer of 2026, with final inspections and landscaping scheduled for August. And Tuscola County Sheriff Ryan Robinson announced the promotions and some assignment changes. The changes are in the Road Patrol and Detective Divisions as part of ongoing organizational transitions following the retirement of Lieutenant Ted Hull. The changes reflect the continued development of leadership within the agency and recognize the experience and dedication of our personnel, he explained. On February 14th, Detective Division Assignment Sergeant Timothy Zub will transfer to the Detective Division. Throughout his service, he has served in several specialized roles, including Accident Reconstructionist, Certified Drone Operator, and Field Training Officer. His experience and skills will serve the Detective Division well. Road Patrol promotion, Sergeant Spencer Coleman on February 14th, will be promoted to sergeant within the Road Patrol Division. Coleman began his career with the department in 2013 as corrections officer before transitioning to Road Patrol in 2015. In 2022, he became a canine handler alongside his partner, Bello, and he's also served as a field training officer. His leadership, experience, and dedication to training and service make him well prepared for this new supervisory role. Also, Road Patrol Lieutenant Assignment, Lieutenant Joshua Herman on February 14th will, with the retirement of Lieutenant Ted Hull, Detective Sergeant Joshua Herman will assume a leadership role within the Road Patrol Division. Herman began his career with the department in 2002 with a corrections officer before becoming a road patrol duty in 2003. He He was promoted to sergeant in 2016 and later selected as a detective in 2022. During his career, Herman held several specialized positions, including certified drone operator, field training supervisor, and accident reconstructionist. His extensive experience and leadership background will help ensure continued operational excellence within the Road Patrol Division. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office congratulates Detective Sergeant Zub, Coleman, and Lieutenant Herman on their earned advancements and thanks them for their continued dedication to serving Tuscola County. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, it's Tyler. Did you know all sales of our regular inventory at Al Hansen Motors include a powertrain warranty at no cost to you? And did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees or prep fees? Lastly, did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we don't charge finance fees? That's why people love to buy their next vehicle from us. No hidden fees, no gimmicks, just straightforward deals that are always open to reasonable negotiation. This week I'm featuring a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon and it's in great shape. It has Android Auto, Apple CarPlay, heated mirrors, a backup camera, and more. It only has 78,000 miles and we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It's equipped with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. It's in like new condition and has 43,000 miles. We're asking $19,980. If you're looking for a four-wheel drive for under 15 grand, I have a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has 94,000 miles and we're asking $13,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded and has a 5.7 Hemi V8 with 88,000 miles. We're asking $28,780.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
And we're back with more news. Tyson Foods and Cargill have agreed to pay a combined $25 million to settle a long-standing lawsuit regarding pollution in Oklahoma's Illinois River watershed. The settlement concludes two decades of litigation over the environmental impact of poultry waste runoff into the region. Attorney General Gintner Drummond announced that the funds will be directed toward remediation and conservation efforts. This agreement allows a similar settlement by Georgia's Inc. last month, signaling a major victory for environmental protection in the state. Saudi Arabia and Qatar have finalized plans for a 785-kilometer high-speed bullet train connecting Riyadh and Doha. The project aims to reduce travel time between the two capitals to just 2 hours. The initiative is a cornerstone of regional effort to integrate economies and boost tourism under the Vision 2030 framework. Construction's expected to begin late next year, utilizing cutting-edge maglev-adjacent technology. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For custom, beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. By Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Every February, the quiet town of Bad Axe transforms into the epicenter of one of Michigan's most powerful forces, Punchki Day.
I've been preparing for this all year. Cardio, strength, training, practicing my still-have-prune face in the mirror.
The Punchki migrate from the fryer to the display case in under 14 seconds. It's beautiful. I cried last year. Experts estimate Murphy's Bakery produces enough Punchki in one morning to fill a canoe.
We don't recommend canoeing in them.
I run a tactical Punchki acquisition team. We've mapped the bakery, entry points, flavor zones, escape routes. My cousin's on prune duty.
Not on my watch.
On Punchki Day, legends are born, diets are forgotten, and Paul becomes something more than a baker.
I'm just a guy with a fryer doing my part for the thumb.
This Punchki Day, witness the phenomenon at Murphy's Bakery, 110 West Huron, in downtown Bad Axe.
Murphy's Bakery, we bake fresh daily, and today we make history.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.